Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
And I was really, really both pleased, really happy to see this, but also quite surprised to see this news. And it is quite interesting, because we know that South Africa's water and sanitation crisis is one of the country's biggest challenges. There are communities that are experiencing water shortage, as we all experiencing aging infrastructure, water spills, leaking pipe, sewage spills. And then, following the recent cabinet reshuffle, Dr. Jack Bloom has been appointed as Deputy Minister of Water and Sanitation. He brings with him decades of experience in public oversight and accountability. His appointment comes at a time when millions of South Africans are demanding reliable access to one of the country's most basic constitutional rights. And it is absolutely remarkable to chat, and I'm really pleased to chat to Deputy Minister of Water and Sanitation, Jack Bloom. Good morning to you. My first question is, why? It's not like you had it easy where you were. It's like you've gone from the frying pan into the fire.
Well, you know, it was also quite an unexpected turn in my life. I got a call from party leader Jordan Hill Lewis just a few weeks ago about whether I would consider this position, and I really did have to consider it carefully. I mean, it's actually going to be very disruptive to my life, because I'm going to have to do a lot more traveling. And it's I wouldn't say a completely new field. I do think there's a relationship to health, primary health care, but nevertheless I gave it some thought, and I thought I must grab this opportunity. So yes, I was sworn in on Wednesday. I discovered my office yesterday, and also met the minister yesterday.
Wow, absolutely incredible. So does it mean you have to move to Cape Town, or you commute?
No, well, actually, the ministry is up here. But I did have to become a member of parliament. So I and it was quite a wrench. I gave a farewell speech in the Gauteng Provincial Legislature. And I've been there since 1994. It's more than 32 years. And the DA had to arrange that I fill a vacancy at the National Parliament. So I'm now a member of parliament. On Wednesday, I was sworn in as a member of parliament. They did it virtually at 12 o'clock. And at 4 o'clock, I was sworn in as Deputy Minister of Water and Sanitation. So, if obviously, I, as a member of parliament, I will have to be there for certain plenaries, committee meetings, and key votes. But
the work gets done here. If it's here, then you say
The head office. I discovered the building yesterday. You know, I have an official driver, and you know, if you told me where the building was now, I still can't tell you. You know, he just drove to the basement and took me to the 10th floor.
Hold on, do you get a blue light brigade?
I have no blue lights, and I've got given my driver strict instructions that I don't want blue lights. Look, he's a very careful driver as well. You know, I said to him, anyway, you're not going to exceed the speed limit, treat everybody else with respect. But he does that anyway, so I'm quite happy. But, you know, obviously my scope is national now. It's not just Gauteng. Going to have to see water crises all over the country.
Yeah, of course, of course. And it really is, because it's one of the areas, I think, that South Africans are most fearful of, which makes us happy that somebody like you is is there, because you've certainly have a reputation for not letting the tsunami of issues and negativity overwhelm you. You have continued to fight in the area of healthcare. So I think that, and I have to tell you that I was really, really very pleasantly surprised from a number of aspects. Number one, that you are a member of the DA. Number two, that you are Jewish, and yet across social media, Twitter, there was complete support for your appointment. And I think that in South Africa is very, very unusual and unique. And I think it's a massive compliment to you. Why do you think that is the case?
Well, look, I must say I was taken aback by support from some unexpected quarters, actually.
Yes.
You know, people said, well, you know, I normally don't like the DA and et cetera, but no, they approve of my appointment. So there's certainly high expectations, and I hope to meet those expectations. And of course, there were people who were saying, well, we miss you in Gauteng Health, and that does concern me. You know,
sure.
I do leave with unfinished business. Mm. You know, the fact of the matter is that I was just reviewing my 32 years of the legislature. You know, I've caused a number of health MEC to resign in scandal. There's so many of these, and people have left and been dismissed. But, you know, not a single criminal prosecution. Even Life of Sedimeni, which happened 10 years ago, nobody's been criminally prosecuted. So there's so many loose ends, but I'm on a broader stage now. And, you know, I do have to point out that I'm a deputy minister and there is another deputy minister. And I did meet the health minister, Pemi Majidina, and that was yesterday. Very warm welcome, I have to say. She convened a meeting of all the staff members, and I was introduced to all of them personally, and she pledged her support, and obviously it's a government of national unity, we have to work together. But the reason I was appointed is that the DA is looking at how we operate within the GNU to achieve our objectives, and in fact where we differ with the ANC, we are going to make it very plain, and we're going to push for key reforms. So obviously, as a deputy minister, I have more limited room to manoeuvre. But I'm finding my feet. I mean, it's actually been quite a rush of events, to be honest. I find my diary filling up very rapidly, and people want me to visit here, there, and everywhere. And I've got to prioritize. You know, I always believe in the 80-20 principle. What is the 20% that you can do that'll get 80% of the results? So I've actually got to make that priority. But of course, water is a crisis that it used to be, rural areas didn't have water and clean sanitation. And now we find in our major cities where people turn their taps and nothing comes out on a regular basis. So, it's a symptom of many, many years of underinvestment in key infrastructure. But I must tell you, when I was studying up on this department, we have extraordinary water facilities worldwide. Rand Water is one of the largest corporations in the world of its type, and we've allowed it to deteriorate so badly, and the consequences are being faced now, because we could really be in a terrible state if we don't fix up our water infrastructure right across the country.
Have you, you've just mentioned that you've started looking into it. How much of an understanding do you have at this point? And how long do you think it'll take to really get a sense of where the larger crises are?
Well, I'm going to sit with key officials. I have to appoint a staff of my own as well. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to do that exercise. But I also want to be out on the ground. Mm-hmm. They introduced me to my office yesterday, and I don't think I'm going to spend much time there, actually. I need to visit these wastewater treatment plants. You know, they have what they call a green drop report, and it showed that 47%, just about half of our wastewater treatment plants are actually in a crisis. That has terrible, terrible implications. The blue drop reports and the state of our water is a bit better. better. You know, we always prided ourselves that, you know, Johannesburg water you could drink, and you know, people used to go to many countries, even in Europe, where they told you can't drink the local
Absolutely.
Water. We were proud. Mm. Good, but now we sort of worry about water quality, and so this wastewater treatment, I think, is at critical levels. But it all feeds into each other, literally. You know, you're not going to have clean water if your wastewater system is dragging down. And I do want to do a particular focus, being in Gauteng, on what's going on in the Vaal area. Mm. I mean, absolutely dreadful, and that imperils our water future, the Lesotho Highlands Water Scheme. You know, we really need to get it right. Of course, famously, Johannesburg is one of the only major cities not founded on a major river system, and it's regarded as an engineering miracle, particularly because we've also got mines as well, which needed water. That water has been able to come to our section of the world, and we need to keep that up. But you know, I have to look at the broader stage. It's not just Gauteng. I must worry about Eastern Cape and Western Cape and Limpopo and you know, other provinces, particularly agricultural provinces. So I really just have to see where my focus can make the big difference.
And certainly we are delighted and really, really excited that you will be in that department and area where this is so desperately needed. We wish you luck. We wish you all the best. We wish ourselves all the best, and look forward to chatting to you as this evolves and as you get a sense of the focus, the priorities, and hopefully start notching up some of those achievements. Jack Bloom, well done to you, and all the best in the position of Deputy Minister of Water and Sanitation.